As of Tuesday, 45 Palestinian patients, mainly cancer patients, along with 90 escorts, boarded the World Health Organization's buses en route to the crossing. On Monday, only 5 patients with 19 escorts were able to cross. Raidel Nims is a spokesperson for the Red Crescent Society in Gaza.
More than 20,000 patients who are critical are now anxiously waiting to get treatment outside of Gaza, as that treatment is unavailable in the Gaza Strip. Unfortunately, only 5 patients were allowed to cross today, and we look forward to an increased number of patients compared with the numbers on the waiting list.
In the meantime, other Palestinian patients and their escorts began returning from Egypt after the terminal was reopened. But the terminal has been transformed and is now run differently than prior to the Israeli war on Gaza. On Monday, a few travelers were able to return to the territory. Rotana Al-Rakib is a mother of 4 daughters and 1 son. She escorted her cardiac patient mother, now at a nearby Egyptian hospital, for 11 months. Rotana feels outraged for the treatment at the crossing.
We stayed with the occupation forces for 3 consecutive hours, 3 hours after the Palestinians and Europeans stamped our passports. Israeli officials handcuffed us and blinded our eyes and started asking unwanted questions, like why we were returning back to Gaza, something they have no right to ask. We are returning back to our homeland.
Since May 2024, the Rafah Terminal Crossing, which is the key outlet to the outside world for the Gaza population, has remained closed by Israeli military orders. Only recently did the crossing reopen following the October 2025 ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas, mediated by the United States. Reopening of the crossing signals the beginning of phase 2 of the agreement. Since then, thousands of Palestinian patients have been deprived of urgent medical care outside of the territory, but according to Israeli sources, only 50 patients will be allowed to travel on a daily basis, along with a similar number of those wishing to return to Gaza. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.